T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chet Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. In an hour, it's Time's Yours, 145. Make sure you get the calls into the Time's Yours line, 145 today. Anything you want to comment on, sports or otherwise, life, our show, whatever it may be, Time's Yours there for you every day. And best of the best, make the show at 145. That number, 215-625-6550. All right, let's welcome our buddy, Mr. Ross Tucker, to the program. He's with us here. It's good to see you. We got a lot to discuss with Ross, running back situation, the whole thing. Ross, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. It's good to see you guys. Good to be with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot to say. I've got notes, dude. Okay. I've got notes.
Well, yeah, and these are shows, you know, John and I could do for like 48 straight hours, and we'd still have a full board of calls because people are fired up, to say the least. All right, we're going to get to the running back situation. And Ross, I want to get your thoughts on that. But before we do that, let's just take a step back on what we've seen now 5 weeks into the season. Curious your thoughts. Obviously, two losses in a row. The two wins the Eagles have are both against teams that are currently 1-4. You know, that's not, you know, good. And when you see the litany of mistakes that occurred this past game, from a Pro Bowler like Lane Johnson, again, getting beat, strip sack, you got a guard in there for the other guard, it's confusing even why. The backup guard plays bad. Smallwood, who ran well, drops a huge third down. Jalen Mills gets burned again on a double move. You got wide receivers lining up and you know, tight ends covering up, or what is it, wide receiver covering up tight ends. Vitae goes in there, second play, he gives up a sack. On and on and on and on and on and on and on I could go. You got a Doug with a ridiculous challenge. What the hell is going on with the Eagles, Ross?
You know what I tweeted the other night, which is that it really makes what the Patriots have done the last 17 years so impressive.
That's true.
Because I don't have a good explanation for why every aspect of the team is failing at different points in the game.
Yep.
It's bizarre. You just nailed it, Joe. You just nailed it. I know the way people are. Everybody wants to point the finger at one thing. That's the problem. The problem. Bench that guy. It's not that way at all. I mean, let's be honest. And we may have been talking about this last week. Most of the players are playing worse than they did last year.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
Like, if you went through individually, the exceptions would probably be Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey maybe.
You know, Smallwood probably.
Smallwood. I think Wentz is probably about the same. Actually, you know, I take that back. Because they had some mistakes last year too, right? But they were so dominant with how the other guys were playing that some of those mistakes, like Jalen Mills getting beat here or there, you almost didn't think of it because they still won by 10 points.
Yep.
Because they were so dominant and so good that they were able to overcome that. It's just not that way this year. I'm like, you mentioned Lane Johnson, right? On that play, I just want to explain this. So first of all, I feel like when I come on, I should talk O-line at least a little bit because that's my position,
that's
right?
That's your thing, yeah.
So number one, Stefan Wisniewski was not playing bad.
Right.
And I agree with him. So I think that in and of itself is bizarre.
Yes.
I think it's bad for the team that he's tweeting, yeah, I wasn't playing bad.
Right.
I have theories as to why I got benched. Between him saying that.
Very dysfunctional.
And Jay Ajayi saying I should get the ball more, even though he's got a torn ACL, which is ironic. But it's not good. And Sayamalo, I'll give him credit. The first series, first three plays, he got totally annihilated on two of them. And I literally tweeted, oh, that'll just about do it for the Isaac Sayamalo experience. He played better after that. I'll give him credit. He played better after that. He settled down. He played better. He wasn't as much of a liability after that. I still don't think he's better than Wisniewski.
No.
Right.
But he played better than that. But the play that Lane Johnson got beat on, here's what I'm really upset about. And John can back me up on this. That was slide to him. Okay? So picture there's usually four D linemen, right? The center, Jason Kelce, usually slides to the left or the right based on the protection. That was slide to Lane Johnson, which means the Eagles had three offensive linemen for two D linemen.
Wow.
That should never, ever happen. Here's what happened. Lane set wide, knowing he had inside help, but the defensive tackle came right into Brandon Brooks' chest. So Brandon Brooks is blocking him, not continuing to kick and help Lane. And so it's still mainly Lane Johnson's fault. But if you looked at that and thought, well, he just got beat, I'm here to tell you that if he didn't have help or didn't think he had help, he wouldn't have set that way,
yeah,
and he wouldn't have gotten beat at all.
All right, so
this is the problem. Let me just finish.
Yeah.
This is the problem. It's not even like a guy getting beat. It's they're not doing the right thing. They're not on the same page.
Right.
And they're getting beat when they got three guys to block two, which should never happen in a million years.
All right, so here's, to me, the natural follow-up to what you just said and everything we're discussing here. And again, we're going to get to the Le'Veon in a moment. And Rodney McLeod's going to join us, by the way, in about 5 minutes. We'll look forward to that. So is it, you know, a series of, you know, call it bad luck, meaning, you know, you're executing poorly, but it's just bad luck that so many guys are executing poorly all at the same time? Or is it what I believe it is, a team that was simply not focused enough, mentally prepared enough, perhaps the mental preparation seeped into the physical preparation, that they were not prepared enough for this season? I don't know how to arrive at any other conclusion. What conclusion do you arrive at, Russ?
I don't know. I can't say not prepared enough for this season like that. They beat the Falcons without Carson Wentz. I don't know that I can go there, but I am wondering about their level of attention to detail throughout camp.
But why?
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing about it, Ross, if you're wondering, and I agree with you, I think we all wonder about that. Like, their level of attention to detail went down for a reason. Well, if it went down,
it definitely went down.
Because when I say not prepared, I'm not saying woefully unprepared to the point where they can't take the field. I'm not saying that. I'm saying not at the standard required for quality pro football.
And I think that that's fair. At so many different places, it's the pre-snap penalties, they're not a good team.
Not right now.
They are not a good team. And it's hard. You know, I was on the sideline last night in New Orleans to see the Saints. We've seen what the Rams have done. Tell you what, I know everybody says, oh, they'll still win the division. They'll still make the playoffs. They got a long way to go before they could beat those teams, especially in L.A. or at the Superdome.
I think we're all in agreement here. Human nature dictated that the guys didn't put enough time in, preparation-wise. Some of that's the players. Some of this is the coaches, too, Russ.
Yep.
I mean, do you have concerns about Doug Peterson acting as the play caller without the input of Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, or is that overblown?
Something is getting lost in the details somewhere. And I don't know if that was Reich and DeFilippo. I know this. I thought DeFilippo had a better plan than Peterson did on Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought DeFilippo's offense had a better plan than the Eagles did on Sunday. That's for sure. It just goes to show there's a reason why nobody ever repeats. It's just hard. Some of it's good fortune. Now you got the injury bugaboo coming again.
Yeah.
It's...
boy.
And I don't think it really gets a whole lot easier.
So is now the time for Le'Veon Bell? I mean, if you're Howie Roseman, what are you willing to put on the table? What are you not willing to put on the table? And this is with the unknown of whether he would even choose to play week 6, 7, or week 11. What do you do if you're Howie Roseman?
I think that this team is still talented enough that they have a chance to win the whole thing again. And I think a jolt of something new could really help them. I think I would consider a second round pick. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, me too.
Let me tell you why. If you get Le'Veon Bell, you're definitely making the playoffs. Okay. So that second round pick is one of the last, let's just say, 8 picks in round 2.
And let me just jump in real quick. Are you doing the trade if he tells you I'll play week 11, but I won't play week 7, 8, 9, 10?
Why would he do that? I mean,
because he hasn't shown up yet. Why
well,
do we
he supposedly say he's coming back in a couple of weeks?
I will say. I see. Here's part of. Let me just tell you. Part
why would he? Why would
no,
he John, do that?
I'll tell you why.
With the team that takes a chance and trades for
I'll
him.
I'll tell you why I doubt that. Why I question whether it's true that he'll play week 7. It's a very simple reason. Because it makes no sense to me, and I think a lot of people.
Why would you not play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? You don't have to play till 11 to accrue the year of tenure for salary purposes for the new contract. Why, if you don't play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, are you just going to choose, out of the goodness of your heart, to play 7, 8, 9, and 10?
Well, he's come back in 7 for the Steelers because it was their bye week.
What difference
is that? And he knew he'd get paid. He'd get $855,000 and not have to play in a game that week.
Maybe. Okay. But, I mean, doesn't it strike you as a little bizarre, a guy that can get his year of service week 11?
No, I think you're showing.
Show up 7, 8, 9,
no,
10?
You're right. You're right.
That's why I don't. All I'm getting at is.
Guys, he's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's
most
why.
Most likely.
Of course he's going to be a free agent because he's going to show up
so
at least by 11.
So you think that pulling that diva-esque stuff and not playing until week 11 plays well, like moving into the free market?
I think
it ingratiates him to some degree with all these other teams that would be, you know, making a play for him.
I just don't know why the guy would show up week 7 if you know he doesn't have to show up to week 11. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.